WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump has fired the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics after it released a disappointing July jobs report. It said the economy added only 73,000 jobs last month and revised the numbers for May and June downward. Without citing any evidence, Trump claimed under Erica McIntyre, the Bureau rigged the numbers to make him look bad.
We're doing so well. I believe the numbers were phony, just like they were before the election. And there were other times. So you know what I did? I fired her.
Some economists say the firing raises concerns about the integrity of future jobs reports. The president has ordered the deployment of two nuclear submarines near Russia in response to what he called highly provocative comments by former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. CBS's Catherine Watson says the two men have been going at it on social media.
It started on Monday of this week when President Trump shortened his deadline for Russia to accept a ceasefire or suffer economic consequences to just 10 days, down from the 50 days he initially set earlier this summer. That prompted a response from the former Russian president, who said that each new ultimatum is a step closer towards war. And then the former Russian president reminded President Trump of the nuclear capabilities that Russia still has. That prompted the post from President Trump with a reminder of his own to Medvedev of American capabilities.
Trump warned words can lead to unintended consequences. CBS's Deborah Potta tells us two U.S. officials visited Gaza yesterday.
Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff and U.S. ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee toured a Gaza Humanitarian Foundation distribution site in Rafah in the south. Witkoff posted on social media that he had spent over 5 hours inside Gaza in order to gain a clear understanding of the humanitarian situation and help craft a plan to deliver food and medical aid to the people of Gaza.
International aid agencies say there is widespread famine across Gaza. Police in Montana are searching for the gunman who killed four people at a bar in the town of Anaconda. This man lives there.
I know everybody involved, and it's just a bad deal for our town.
The suspect lived next door to the bar. Baseball's All-Star Game will return to Chicago in 2027.
Major League Baseball will be heading to Wrigley Field for the Midsummer Classic to take place on July 13, 2027. Chicago Cubs Executive Chairman Tom Ricketts.
We can't wait to show fans who have never been here before what kind of experience this place is, what kind of a special ballpark we have, and what an incredible neighborhood we have around Wrigley Field.
The 2026 All-Star Game will be held in Philadelphia. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
This is
Chicago.
CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Brewers still on top. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers face the Nationals in game two of their three-game weekend series in Washington, D.C. Last night, the crew won 16-9. It looked like batting practice. Home runs for Andrew Vaughn. William Contreras with a home run and a career-high 5 hits in a single game. Blake Perkins with 2 home runs. The Cubs won at home, 1-0 over Baltimore, in a game that was over in just 1 hour and 49 minutes. NFL Family Night tonight at Lambeau Field. Over 70,000 expected to attend. New linebacker Isaiah Simmons played for the Cardinals and the Giants before joining the Packers. Reminds him of being in college at Clemson.
I ain't never had that many home fans at a game coming from Arizona and New York. It's just pretty cool. Like I said, it reminds me a lot of Clemson. Like our spring game, we would have like 50,000 people there. You know, it's just really giving me a feeling of like kind of being back home at Clemson, which is a really good thing.
As Packers linebacker Isaiah Simmons with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some hazy sunshine, highs around 80 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, mid-50s. Smoky sunshine for Sunday with highs in the low 80s. 58 Sunday night, 82 your high on Monday. Highs to the mid-80s on Tuesday.
Right now, it's 52.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome actor and producer of the Door Kinetic Arts Festival, Alan Kapischke, into the studio. Then Appleton Bookstore owner, Kaylin Bavink, joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Crichton.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who believes a penny saved isn't jack sh**, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, for Act 2 of tonight's episode of Nightlight. Hope you all were able to use the restroom or get some more candy, popcorn, condiments, candy,
yeah. Pizza.
Let's get set for hour number 2 here. We got a lot of fun still headed our way. Terry Barr will be here, our Wisconsin music aficionado, and she's got two great bands we're going to discuss tonight at her... during her appearance at 7:35, Terry is batting 1,000. I'm sure there's one song in a year and a half I haven't liked, but I can't remember it.
I think she's batting 1,000.
And it's not even that I wouldn't have liked it. It was kind of like some stuff is great, you know, and some stuff is really good. So I've probably forgot about a really good song. Terry will be here at 7:35 for Bar Band Friday night. And we've got a great question tonight, folks. I started watching Dexter recently, and it's been one of those shows that I've heard a lot of good stuff about. It was a Showtime show that came out in 2006. I just never watched it. And there are a lot of shows like that that I kind of meant to watch but didn't. So that is the inspiration for tonight's question. What's a TV show you've wanted to watch but just haven't? It just got away. You got busy with life. It happens. But what is the show that got away? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. For me, it was Dexter. Conrad said Poker Face.
Yep.
So, and Poker Face is good. That was one of those, too, that I hadn't. And you know the other one? God, I kind of went on a roll like a week ago. I watched like 3 pilot episodes. One of them was The Queen's Gambit.
Oh, yeah.
And I watched the beginning, and I liked it because I just had watched Department Q. And it's the same creator, so I'll go back to The Queen's Gambit, but I didn't like it as much as Department Q.
That's about chess, right?
Yeah. Well, it's in the chess world. I don't know how deeply they get into chess because I only watched the first episode, which was a lot about her background, and she was an orphan, and her mom was, her dad was married to someone else, and it was all this drama for this girl, but it was a good story. I'll go back to it.
I've been thinking about making a TV show about checkers. The double jump gambit.
So the king me gambit. So while you're playing checkers, they're playing chess. Hey, man, I want a piece of that action.
All right. I'll write you in with Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah. Well, oh, man. Have they restocked her soap, by the way? Can we get our hands on a case?
It's still sold out. You know, I had that 30 pack that I bought.
Yeah.
It's already gone.
It's gone.
I used it.
And was there a hole in the bar of soap or not? Because this uncomfortably came up last night with my brother and his kids were in town, and my kids and his kids were discussing this in front of the grandparents. And all I could think about was, do my parents know why there would be a hole? Like, you always think your parents don't know stuff, yeah. But they do.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So that's where we're at, folks. We also talked in the first hour about actor Neil McDonough. He refuses. He's a very good actor. If you saw his face or if you Google him right now, you'll recognize him. Like, he's one of those guys. He's a working actor. He's all over the place, and he's really good. He refuses to kiss another woman on camera. And he stuck to his guns, and he says it cost him a lot of work. So you can weigh in on that, too. He didn't, I don't know how long he went without work, but, you know, eventually Graham Yost, the producer of Justified, gave him a gig, brought him onto the show Justified. He played a bad guy opposite Timothy Olyphant. And he is, I don't think he's starving, but on the one hand, I applaud him for not kissing anyone other than his wife on screen. His wife is an actress, and she's apparently very attractive. But she says, I don't have a problem with him if he wanted to kiss another woman. It's just him. And as I mentioned in the Beats, there's something so sweet about that, but so strange. So you can weigh in on that, too. Would you kiss someone else on screen? As someone who's done it, I can say it's not. It doesn't really feel like cheating because there's people in the room. It's very mechanical. Or maybe that's just how I am when it comes to intimacy.
Well, like we said before, you did write it yourself.
I did write it myself. I think I'm going to need another woman to come in and join in this, too. Whoa. Another rewrite last minute? No, and I got lucky because Lauren Holly was the actress who I was with in the scene, and she had done that kind of stuff before. So I was just going to go into it, you know, whatever, and she kind of said we should hang out a little before just to talk a little bit. So we did that. So by the time the scene came up, like, there is kind of a method to it. And now they have intimacy coaches. And I think that's not a bad idea because I think a lot of women in particular were thrown into these roles where they were just forced to do stuff or felt pressure to do stuff. And not just, there were probably men too that were young and didn't want to say anything, but felt really strange. I'm not one of them. I enjoyed myself. Okay. No. But anyway, you can weigh in on that too, folks. Anything we're talking about, you can let us know how you feel. The phone lines are open. And Conrad, did you ever watch Sex in the City?
I think I watched like one episode maybe a long time ago because I saw the word sex in it.
Probably really let down.
I was 11.
There was sex in it, but it was just not, you know, not the kind probably. Well, I'm not going to touch that one. My wife watched it. She was a big fan. And it is finally, this whole franchise is coming to an end. There have been like six seasons, I think, five or six seasons, two movies. And now there's a reboot called And Just Like That. That's finally going away. But let us know, folks. Let's get into Act 2. We got to read some texts and catch up here a little bit. Terry Barr is coming up at 7:35 for Bar Band Friday Night, one of our favorite segments of the week. Our question once again is, what is the TV show that got away? You just haven't seen yet, but you've always meant to. Let's go to the text line and see what people have to say. We've got Kevin in Madison. Did Kevin leave his? Why did he leave his email? Oh, why don't you send him an email? See what's up. thank you, Kevin, for your email. We will. I don't know. I guess send him a mailer. Such a vague term.
I'll say hi.
Send him an autographed picture of Conrad.
I don't know if anyone would want that.
We gotta have. Why don't we have those just in case?
You should make like custom baseball cards for us and just put them in the back.
Yeah, I'm down. 608 says Game of Thrones. I've not heard anyone say anything bad about it, but I don't have whatever streaming service it's on. That's Monica from Mount Horeb. Monica, I think it's on HBO.
Yep.
And here's what you do. This is my advice to people who do want to watch stuff, but it's not on the service they have. Streaming services do not require a one-year contract. You can get HBO for 1 month for $15.99 and probably blow through, what is it, five seasons of Game of Thrones?
It's seven.
Is it that many?
Yeah. Actually, I think it's eight.
So even, like Monica, even if you end up getting HBO for 2 months, it costs you $32 and you get eight seasons of a show you're pretty sure you're going to like, and plus whatever else is on HBO. That's the way to do it. That's how I always mean to do it, but I do forget to cancel stuff, and I end up paying $150 for all of them. But if you're smart about it, you can just get something for a month, and there are no contracts. So, and I'm with you. Game of Thrones is something I did eventually watch, and I did like it, and I didn't think I would. I don't like medieval stuff. I don't. You ever go to one of those medieval places where they give you a seven-course meal, and you get guys call the waitresses wenches, and it's like so stupid. I have never gotten into that.
You know, there's a great scene in The Cable Guy where they go to one. It's hilarious. Where they actually fight in the middle of it. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I totally forgot about that. Game of Thrones is, I liked it though. Even though I don't like medieval time stuff.
It's,
I thought Game of Thrones was good.
You know, it's definitely, I'd say you watch a couple seasons, then you have to take a little bit of a break, a little bit, just because it's really dark at sometimes.
It is. I agree. But good. And it's hard. It's one of those shows that you watch and then it's like, oh, the next one's starting right now. I'll just see what happens. Then an hour later, well, I'll just watch the beginning again and get roped in. Lisa from Middleton, she's in the 608, says, Orange is the New Black and Mad Men. Yeah, Mad Men. I've got to go back to Mad Men. I watched the first season and I liked it, and I don't know why I stopped watching it.
I watched the Orange is the New Black, and, you know, it kind of derails after a couple seasons, but the first two are great.
Haven't seen it. I'll have to add that to my list as well. That's Robin. No, who's in Orange? Oh, it's Felicity Huffman. Mrs. Soprano, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. John from Madison says, OMG, got you some Columbia, Peter. He says, get you some Columbia, Peter. He is amazing. And Dexter is so addictive that it makes you wonder if it's okay to like it so much. I don't get the Columbia thing, though. What is that?
Maybe that's part of Dexter. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember that if it is. Great text, though, John. And I'm there. I just finished season one. I'll probably start season two tonight as soon as I get home. John also says, never watched Breaking Bad. Oh, wow. Check it out. John, if you like Dexter, I think you're going to like Breaking Bad. It's got just enough of the same kind of shock value, but it's not quite as morbid. It's just really well done. He says, going to get around to it eventually. My old lady keeps the remote in her robe pocket. I leave it alone. Don't want to lose a hand. We're learning more about John and Melissa Knightley.
Yeah, yep.
I don't want to know what's going on in that house. Sydney from Oregon says, people have really talked up Sesame Street, but I've never caught an episode. Come on, Sydney.
Who's your favorite character in Sesame Street?
He just passed away. Well, he was one of them. I posted this on Facebook the other day. I had kind of a crush on Maria. And I think, I don't know if the guy was her husband or not. I can't remember, but he played Luis and he just passed away. I loved Mr. Hooper. And as far as Muppets go, Bert and Ernie.
My favorite was the garbage guy, or I forget what his name
Oscar.
Was. Oscar. Yeah.
Oscar's great.
He's so grumpy and funny.
Yeah. Grover was great. Elmo. I used to want to, and in fact, when we talked about that last night, making a setting of a TV show or movie, a question like, where would you feel the most comfortable?
Yeah.
I always thought I loved Sesame Street. I wanted to live on that street when I was a kid. And kind of the same thing with Seinfeld. Like, I would love to live in the Seinfeld building next to Kramer and Seinfeld. Yeah, I think it's great. So, but that question, we'll do that next week. Melissa from Willie Street in Madison. That's the 608. Hi, Pete. I totally get the Dexter thing. Binged the entire show this year. For me, it felt almost cathartic to watch a serial killer take out a bad guy after watching the nightly news with this crazy administration. Well, don't go too far with that fantasy, Melissa. You could get in trouble. But yeah, it's a good show. Boy, I'm finding a lot of Dexter fans here tonight. This is kind of cool. John also says, kiss her, robot boy. Yeah. I think that would probably be the consensus, is most people would just say, just kiss your fellow actress. It doesn't mean you're cheating. Maybe he thinks he's a bad kisser.
Yeah.
Could be. John says, go ahead, kiss her robotically. Changed his phrase there. And then, John, he's trying to specify what Columbia meant. I don't know what it is, though. Column no. We have established that John and Melissa like to throw a few back, I think, when they listen to the show. So I don't know what is going on over
there. That's good.
Let's go to the social media responses. Do we have time to get? We can.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you going to see Naked Gun this weekend?
Oh, I'm definitely going to.
I think I am too. I didn't know Pamela Anderson had been married 5 times.
That's crazy.
It's insane. But she's only made sex tapes with 2 of them, I think. So she's lacking. No, but talk about loving marriage. When you get married, and twice was to the same person, this guy Rick Solomon, who's a poker player. They got married twice. That always cracks me up because it's like, you know what? I think I can do better than you. Oh, turns out I can't. Will you marry me? And they get married again. And then they get divorced again. So that made me laugh. But Pamela Anderson is good.
Maybe I should step up.
You should to Pamela Anderson?
Yeah.
Oh, you got some competition. Liam Neeson's dating her now.
What? Oh, is he actually?
He is. Honestly, oh, wow. They have fallen in love apparently on the set of Naked Gun.
I'm going to keep away from that. I don't want to die.
You don't want to mess with Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
And but he is 73, so you got the youth factor. All right, we're coming right back. We're going to read more of your texts as they roll in here on the socials. And then Terry Barr is here at 7:35. So great to have you with me, folks. Stick around. Give us a call. Drop us a text. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Mornings on WFHR.
A crash that covered an interstate in boxes of mozzarella cheese.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So this is one of those things that if it happened in front of me, God help me that there's a rational, smart adult next to me.
That tells me, James,
you leave that where it is. You leave that where that is, James. It's free mozzarella. I immediately turned into my father.
Mozzarella gate.
Weekdays from 9 to 11 on WFHR.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%? 25%? Or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect. You just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabe. Conrad Krieger working the board tonight. Naked Gun is getting 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. That is incredible for a comedy. And I was really scared. I thought it's not going to tank. I didn't think it was going to tank Liam Neeson's career because he's got enough of a body of work that a bomb isn't going to hurt him. I really thought it was going to be bad.
You know, I honestly, when I saw that trailer, I thought I was like, this is definitely getting like a 35% or something right. like that. But 90%, and that's critic score, not...
That's critic score, 194 wow. reviews.
Wow, I'm surprised.
So to be certified fresh, I think you need like 40 reviews for it to count. 194, 90%. Audience score, 81%. 9% less people in the audience like it than critics. That's interesting. You know, I hear that Damar Hamlin commercial too during the break. If you're Damar Hamlin, you remember he had the heart attack during the game. Maybe it wasn't a heart attack, but... Do you ever have a bad day after something like that? Like, he made a full recovery. He's still in the NFL, right?
Yep. He still plays for the Bills.
And he was basically, I think, brought back.
Yeah.
From being, he was like dead for 2 minutes.
Yeah, he was.
That's unbelievable. And I'm here complaining that two people are going the same speed in both lanes and blocking my way to WGBW.
Yeah, you know, it's.
We all have a cross to bear, Conrad. All right, going back to our text, our question again, once again, if you still want to get in on the fun, was, I can't find it now. Here it is. What's a TV show you've wanted to watch but haven't yet? A TV show that got away. I say Dexter. Khan says Poker Face. Luke Mathers, our civic media pal. Mr. Luke Mathers says Succession, but I haven't gotten HBO. I mean HBO Max. I mean Max. Oh, crap. Now it's HBO Max again. Anyways, I don't have one of those accounts to watch it. Same deal, Luke. Get it for a month. $16. You got 8 seasons of that and everything else. This week, tonight, John Oliver. Brilliant, brilliant show. That is worth the price of Max every month. What John Oliver does, going off on a tangent here, but is incredible. Like, they'll pick something like nursing homes or big pharma or something, and he will go after it and make it funny and do 20 minutes on it. And Luke would love that. I know Luke would like that show. Luke, if you don't like Game of Thrones, or I'm sorry, Succession, and John Oliver Last Week Tonight, I will pay the $16. How does that sound, pal? Daniel Wheeler says, I haven't watched Game of Thrones. I'm on the fence if I really want to, though. Thoughts, anyone? Yeah. I don't know if you're still listening, Daniel, but we just talked about that. And I would recommend it because that's not really my genre either. But I loved it. It's just very well done. And I think you'll like it. I wasn't a zombie guy either, but I watched all of The Walking Dead, Fear the Walking Dead, the 28 Days movie. I guess I'm a zombie guy.
I still haven't seen The Walking Dead.
Any of it?
Mm-mm.
Dude, watch the first episode. It's so great.
I'm not a zombie guy either. So that's, you know, if you like it and you're not a zombie, I might go to it. I'm looking for a show to binge.
I do admit I've become a zombie guy because I apparently watch all these shows, but I still wouldn't say it's a genre I can't wait for something to come out. But when it's done right, it's really good. And The Walking Dead, I've watched just that pilot 3 or 4 times. And he wakes up and the world has gone to heck. It's really cool. Fallon on social media says The Bear. Yeah, I'm kind of with you there, Fallon. I watched the first season. I just cannot get into it.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I liked it.
I
watched the first episode of season 2, and I just haven't got back to it yet.
That's exactly what I watched the first episode of season 2. Mike Schmidt, who's a frequent guest on the show, said season 2 was the best ever. So I am going to go back to it at some point, but I think Fallon means he hasn't watched it at all. It is good. There's no reason I haven't gone back to it, Fallon. I think you'll like it. Check it out. JB Thompson, guy behind the guy. Says some TV series look cool. The time commitment to get caught up is a huge time commitment. Like Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul, shows like Seinfeld are great because you can stop in, watch one, and enjoy without having to know where the character arcs are, etc. Yeah, it's a time commitment, but, you know, you can watch it at your leisure.
You know, I will say I watched first 3 episodes of Seinfeld.
Yeah?
I still haven't got back to it yet.
You're talking like season 1.
Yeah.
All right. It found its groove, I would say. I would watch season 1 and 2. Well, season 1 only has like 4 episodes.
Yeah.
So, and Jerry has talked about that in interviews. He said that's the smallest order you can make for a TV show. So they didn't have much faith in it. Season 2 has some classic episodes. But I would say by season 3, it was home run after home run. You got to stick with it. Trust me. Barry McClure on social media says, Mad Men. So I would say Mad Men, Dexter, and Game of Thrones are our big ones tonight. It's funny. It's like collective consciousness, you know? So anyway, nobody's really weighing in. Only one person has weighed in on The Kiss. I thought we have more. So are you going to check out this show, the new MCU show, Eyes of Wakanda?
Yeah, I didn't even know that was out, and it's out on Disney Plus. It's out on Disney Plus.
It's out
right
on Disney Plus.
It's out on Disney Plus.
It's out on
Disney Plus.
I don't know how many times you're going to ask me that, but yeah, it is. Yeah. If you were doing that on your own, that would have been brilliant. what else was I going to say? Oh, yeah, we got that. And yeah, sorry. We're all caught up, dude. I think this is great. Do we have time to play the Aunt Edna clip?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, let's play. Cutting it close?
Cutting it
Maybe
close.
You can take us to the news?
Yeah.
All right.
In now.
All right. Go for it. Aunt Edna, vacation.
Aunt Edna! Helper's getting called.
Is that your Aunt Edna?
Aunt Edna, after all these years, you're looking so good.
Oh, hi, Edna. Nice to see you again.
You remember Clark, don't you? You were the ones that sent me the fruitcake for Christmas. It made me so sick.
Oh, I'm sorry. We thought you enjoyed fruitcake.
You enjoy throwing up every 5 minutes, Claude?
Clark.
I thought so. Whew. Well, am I going to eat or am I going to starve to death? Catherine, did you tell Clark and Ellen the good news?
No, I was just about to.
Catherine, what's the good news?
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. President Trump has fired the commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics after yesterday's disappointing jobs report.
We're doing so well. I believe the numbers were phony, just like they were before the election. And there were other times. So you know what I did? I fired her.
CBS's Catherine Watson reports the president has ordered the deployment of two nuclear submarines in response to social media posts by Dmitry Medvedev.
The former Russian president said that each new ultimatum is a step closer towards war. And then reminded President Trump of the nuclear capabilities that Russia still has. That prompted the post from President Trump with a reminder of his own of American capabilities.
CBS's Deborah Pata tells us Special Mideast Envoy Steve Witkoff visited a U.S.-Israeli aid site in Gaza and explained why on social media.
To gain a clear understanding of the humanitarian situation and help craft a plan to deliver food and medical aid to the people of Gaza.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wall.
The Brewers still on top. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers face the Nationals in Game 2 of their three-game weekend series in Washington, D.C. Last night, the crew won 16-9. It looked like batting practice. Home runs for Andrew Vaughn. William Contreras with a home run and a career-high 5 hits in a single game. Blake Perkins with 2 home runs. The Cubs won at home, 1-0 over Baltimore, in a game that was over in just 1 hour and 49 minutes. NFL Family Night tonight at Lambeau Field, over 70,000 expected to attend. New linebacker Isaiah Simmons played for the Cardinals and the Giants before joining the Packers. Reminds of being in college at Clemson.
I ain't never had that many home fans at a game coming from Arizona and New York. It's just pretty cool. Like I said, it reminds me a lot of Clemson. Like our spring game, we would have like 50,000 people there. You know, it's just really giving me a feeling of like kind of being back home at Clemson, which is a really good thing.
As Packers linebacker Isaiah Simmons with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Pamela Anderson has been married 5 times. Once to Tommy Lee, once to Robbie Ritchie, also known as Kid Rock, twice to a professional poker player, and only 1 time to some guy named Dan. She must love marriage. One of the few men she did not marry was former Superman actor Dean Cain. Last week, Cain said he and Anderson's relationship fizzled for one reason. I know what you're thinking. It's because she was too busy getting married to other men. But no. But Cain says that's not why. He says things didn't last because he was never into life in the fast lane, and Anderson was. That, along with the fact that she got married every other week, was probably a hindrance. Cain did have a lot of good things to say about Anderson. Pamela Anderson has revived her career and has gotten serious about the craft of acting. She received rave reviews for Showgirl and currently stars in The Naked Gun with Liam Neeson. They were, quote, caught, end quote, on the set of The Tonight Show making out. Yes, the two are dating, unless they've already married by the time of this airing. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some hazy sunshine, highs around 80 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, mid-50s. Smoky sunshine for Sunday with highs in the low 80s. 58 Sunday night, 82 your high on Monday. Highs to the mid-80s on Tuesday.
It's 48 at our studios.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us Monday for an important show. Measles is on the rise. Vaccinations are down. We talk to the folks at Wisconsin Watch and what that means for you. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Bar Band Friday Night, one of our favorite segments of the week here at Nightlight. It is my pleasure to welcome our music aficionado who always brings us great tunes and great conversation. She is one of the hosts of Max Inc. Radio on WMDX, which you can hear every Saturday night from 6 to 9 p.m. And she is a contributor to New Wisco Weekend and all things civic media. Did I cover everything, Terry? Terry Barr, folks.
Some days I wonder, you know, if I don't make a list, I don't know if you're like this, Pete, but if I don't have a list, I seriously don't know what I'm doing.
You just, it's so weird. You have to do that to be organized. I'm yes. not particularly an organized person, but I've become more so since I've done the show because I can't survive not being that way or I will forget something, right?
Absolutely. And I put a calendar on my phone so I get those notifications.
Yeah.
I still do a paper calendar, a paper oh, wow. list, and I'm still forgetting something almost every single day, and it drives me bananas.
I do all that you just said, and I tie strings to my fingers, and I write notes on my hand. So I'm with you, sister.
Thank you, my dear.
How are you?
I am good. I don't know what it is, but this week in particular, I'm happy it's Friday.
Yeah.
One of the bands that I'm going to introduce you to tonight, I am thrilled to have met them and talked with them last weekend, but I think I realized hitting Friday, that's part of why I'm tired this week, and I try not to be tired.
Yeah.
We had Atwood Fest, the big festival that shuts down some of the East Side streets in Madison last weekend, but it was also close to 100 degrees.
That is nuts.
So it was hot, yeah. But everybody still showed up, and it was so much fun. But I think that's why I'm tired today.
That'll take it out of you. A long music festival in the sun. I mean, I was in Madison yeah. all last week, and it was my intention to stay and grab some sound bites, but then the forecast looked like rain. So I just went out to breakfast with a friend, and then I'm like, well, it's sunny, but I was so tired from the week, I just didn't do it. And I knew. If I did decide to go, I can't just go for an hour because I'm either going to not find parking for an hour or there'll be a great band or something was going to keep me there till 7 o'clock at night, you know. So.
And this festival has that because yeah. there's three stages and everybody's kind of moving and grooving between the stages. It is just so great.
I want to do something from there next year. I would love to broadcast or find a way to do something from Atwood Fest. I just heard way too many great things.
We'll help you make it happen.
Yeah, thank you. I you guys yeah. could be my guides because between you and Rocker, I know you've got everything covered there because you're so much a part of it.
I have to really give it up to my Maximum Inc. radio co-host, Rocker. He's the one that books these bands, puts the lineup together. And this is one of the best years ever. Wow. And you can find video just about everywhere. Just, you know, search for Atwood Fest on any social media. You'll find videos. You'll find lineups. You'll find music. It's so much fun.
That is amazing.
But this band, I think I have a crush.
All right. So which band are we starting with? Because I like them both, but I like one of them that has a song that's basically our slogan here every night. So that's fun too.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. But you pick.
Oh, I know what you're saying. Yeah. Okay. Well, you tell me, which one do you want to start with?
Well, let's start with Bascom Hill because their song is Light It Up. And it's a fantastic song. I love the acoustic guitar, but tell us about Bascom Hill, and then we'll play the song.
You might need to borrow this song.
Yeah, maybe.
And use it with your show when you can. They are from Wisconsin. Love They're it. From the Kenosha area.
Okay.
And why I wanted to highlight them, I don't know. You know, I feel like sometimes these bands that have been around forever in Wisconsin, sometimes they don't get enough love. Mm. They have been together as a trio out of Kenosha since 2007.
No kidding.
Two of the guys prior to that have been writing songs together for years and years.
That's so cool.
They've got roots. Why I also wanted to bring them up, they are playing Mile of Music in Appleton this weekend.
Fantastic.
And as you know, Mile of Music is a huge thing in Appleton. Hundreds of bands now, dozens of venues. And Bascom Hill had a show today, but then they have a show tomorrow that you can catch at Rookies in Appleton. It's right on the main drag, College Avenue. And they're playing at 7:30. So they've got one of the main shows on a Saturday night to enjoy. Why not go?
Yeah.
It's all free. You walk around to all these venues and you just find whatever kind of music you love.
And there's so much of it. It's so great. I love the way they describe this song. And maybe you guys can think about this while you're listening to it. But this song is a loud, proud celebration of late nights, neon lights, and living in the moment. And the opening line to the last chord, "Light It Up," brings the kind of reckless joy you feel with cold beers, close friends, and a night you won't forget, even if it leaves a few scars. That's so great. This is great. Should we start? Should we play "Light It Up"?
Oh, let's do it.
Let's light it up.
I love that you read that before the song.
Yeah. All right. Give it a listen, folks. This is Bascom Hill by way of Terry Barr.
Let the fire start. Let's light it up like a neon sign.
Man, they're fun. That's a great song.
You should, first of all, yes, get together with them, have them rock that song for you, yeah. But then also have them on your show.
I would love that. Next time we're, they're out of Kenosha, but yeah, if we'd known they were at Mile of Music, let's track them, Con, and see if we can line up the next time they're in the area. That's such a, they have kind of a Hootie and the Blowfish type of feel to them, it seems like. I don't know.
And they do electric, too. This was a live acoustic special show, but between the three of them, they play every instrument you can think of.
Wow.
This song I just thought was so special because it's a recent live recording of them, and they're just so fresh.
Yeah, it's a great sound. I love it. That's fantastic. All right, so tell us about, Terry, the other band you brought, Parker Barrow.
Yeah, this is the one I have a crush on, actually.
The whole band?
Well, the female singer.
Little girl crush?
yeah, she's incredible. Her voice is so big. And she's the nicest person.
Really?
They played Atwood Fest last weekend.
Oh, wow.
And when you hear them and you're thinking, oh, I missed them at Atwood Fest. Well, never fear. Even though they are based in Birmingham, Alabama, and they do also call Nashville home, they tour constantly. They just got back from the UK before coming to Madison, and they've got a couple of Wisconsin shows.
Yeah.
And you can find all their information on their website. So I would suggest that. And what a great way to end, I don't even want to say this, to end the summer by seeing a show of theirs before summer's gone.
No
yeah.
kidding. I think they have August 7th, I believe, in Stevens Point. And then I think it was the 9th in Heartland, Wisconsin. And then in between there, Terry, they go down to Geneva, Illinois or Bartlett, and then they come back and play more. So they're obviously all over the place, hardworking band, and their music, the little bit of research I did, I like this. It says music described as blues-infused southern rock and roll. Does that sound right? Would you agree with that?
It's perfect. And here's a funny little fact that I learned while talking to them. Parker Barrow. And you think, what kind of name is that for a band?
Yeah.
They stole the last names, or borrowed, I guess, the last names of Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, I was wondering about that. Yeah.
Ah.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah. So they'll be in Stevens Point August 7th, Heartland, Wisconsin, August 9th. And then do they play around Madison? I know they just were at Atwood Fest, but do they have any Madison dates coming up?
They have a Delafield show that I think ends their summer run. Delafield is right outside of Milwaukee.
Okay.
So, and I think all of these are outdoor shows. And honestly, after seeing them at Atwood Fest, that is the best way to see them.
Oh, that's so great. Okay, we're going to do a very quick break, and we're going to come back with Terry Barr, my co-host for Barbie on Friday Night, and Parker Barrow. We're going to hear their song Make It. That's coming up after this very short break. On Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. So bright, did we get hit last night? Dressed up like Elvis, why am I wearing your class ring? Don't call your mother, cause now we're partners in crime. Don't be a baby, remember what you told me. Shut up and put your money where your
as Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall.
School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Americans really like voting by mail and in-person early voting. That, according to 2024 statistics from the U.S. Election Assistance Commission. According to EAC, 158,211,780 citizens voted out of 211,144,275 active registered voters, a 74.8% turnout, 3 points lower than 2020. Among the 158 million voters, 52.8 million voted in person on Election Day. But far more Americans voted early, with 46.8 million voting early by mail and almost 48.9 million voting early in person. Mail-in voting accounted for 30.3% of votes cast, with some states offering universal mail balloting or permanent mail or absentee lists. Over 15 million ballots were returned via drop boxes in 36 states, up 10% since 2022. The percentage of in-person Election Day voters dropped in 2024 to only 37.4%, while in-person early voting jumped to 35.2%. The combination of mail and early in-person totaled 65.5%. It's clear that early voting is here to stay. We've linked to the report at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. It's a Bar Band Friday night here at Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabe, joined by Terry Barr. Terry, do you recognize that song or that artist?
Was that Cat in the Hurricane?
No, that was Kaylin Cole and her new single. Totally not acoustic, though, and produced and all ready to go. She said, isn't that great? She said it's doing really well, too. So that's exciting.
She deserves it. That girl has worked so hard.
Yeah, she's great. Terry Barr is here on Monday, folks. Alan Kapischke will be here. He is the producer of the Door Kinetic Arts Festival. He's also an actor. He'll be here in studio. And I'll be joined by bookstore owner in Appleton, Kaylin Bavink, will be here over the stream. That's Monday night on Nightlight. We've got one more text to bang out here. Then we will get back to Terry and Parker Barrow. Bridget from the 818 says, I want to watch Shameless. A few people who I respect, their opinion, have loved Shameless. Seems very USA right now. I don't know what to make of that.
Yes. But
I have seen the show. It is very funny. Have you seen it, Terry?
I have watched the entire thing.
Really?
One of the barflies, Mike McGill, is a friend of mine from college.
Oh, nice. It's a funny show. It's very gutsy and it's great.
It feels very real right now.
Yeah.
I agree.
Thank you, Bridget. Great text. All right. So we were talking about Parker Barrow, named after Bonnie and Clyde, which is so cool.
Yes.
Let's do the song and then we'll come back and discuss before we let Terry go. This is Make It from Parker Barrow.
I'm
is great. I can see how they totally rocked Atwood Fest.
Oh,
they must be great live.
It was 99 degrees and they came out full steam and did not stop. I was impressed by all of it, especially knowing the temperature, but you couldn't tell that the weather bothered them at all.
Yeah, that's so cool. They've been compared to the Black Crowes. I totally hear that. Yeah. Great stuff. Terry, thank you so
funny
much.
Thing, Pete. Go ahead. Do I have a minute to tell you
absolutely.
This really quick?
Sure.
So as we're walking up to Atwood Fest, their bus is there. They do travel in a big bus, which is awesome. You know, that's when you know you're getting to be a bigger band. Obviously.
Almost famous. Yeah.
Sitting in the driver's seat, Megan and Dylan, lead singer and drummer, they're married. It's their dog sitting in the driver's seat. The cutest thing I think I've ever seen. And I liked them then, and I like them even more since.
Oh, that's so cool. Wow. Well, we'll have
it's
to.
So fun.
All right. So Parker Barrow, they're playing in Stevens Point on the 7th of August in Heartland, Wisconsin on the 9th. If you want to hear Bascom Hill, they're at Mile of Music tomorrow. I think you said right, Terry, 7:30 at Rookies. Great stuff as always, my friend. Have a great weekend. And thank you so much,
you
Terry
too,
Barr.
You too. Everyone out there listening as well.
All right. Thank you, Terry. Thank you to Terry. Thank you to Spencer Young and all your texts and calls. So much fun here at Nightlight. We will be back again on Monday. I cannot get here fast enough, folks, with Alan Kapischke, actor and producer of a really cool festival in Door County. And, Kaylin Bavink will be here too, bookstore owner in Appleton. It's going to be a blast on Monday, but hope you have a great weekend. Stay safe out there, folks. Party hard. On behalf of the lovable producer Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba saying good night, Wisconsin.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump has ordered the deployment of two nuclear submarines in response to remarks by former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. He's been critical of Trump's threats of sanctions on Russia. CBS's Catherine Watson says it's not clear which submarines are being deployed.
If they're nuclear-armed submarines, there are at any given time a few of those on patrol, but the range of the missiles they carry are so great that the submarines themselves could be in the Atlantic, the Pacific, or the Indian Ocean and still be capable of hitting Russia. If he's talking about nuclear-powered submarines armed with conventional cruise missiles, there are generally two of those in the Atlantic and two in the Pacific, and those cruise missiles have a range of about 1,500 miles. So the appropriate regions doesn't have to be near Russia necessarily to pose a threat to Russia.
The president has fired the commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics after it posted a disappointing jobs report for